It's said that the first casualty of war is truth, and the battle over border protection has thrown up some classic examples of this over the years, and we have another one today. This one comes from a woman who authored a report which says that the Australian government tortures people on Nauru. So just have a listen to this for a moment, because there is a lady by the name of Anya Neidstat. She wrote a report for Amnesty International which says that Australia's government is responsible for the abuse and neglect of asylum seekers on Nauru. And in an interview on Late Line this week, she even made this extraordinary claim.
I spoke to many children, many of whom talked about wanting to commit suicide. Some of them have.
So she said, many have talked about wanting to commit suicide. These are children on Nauru, and many of them have. It's a big claim and a huge story if true, but it's not true. Never happened. In an interview today with the Australian newspaper, she has conceded that no child asylum seeker on Nauru has committed suicide. That's not all. She also said that since the coalition introduced its Stop the Boats policy, asylum seekers have drowned at sea trying to reach Australia. In other words, she says, forget about Stop the Boats because the drownings are still happening. Her exact words were, let's not kid ourselves, the boats haven't stopped coming, they just don't sink at the Australian shores anymore, they're pushed back at earlier stages and people do continue to die at sea. Well, again, this was another massive claim made on national television this week, and it's not true. She's now backtracked on that one as well. She's admitted that no asylum seekers are known to have drowned trying to get to Australia since the boat turned back. So she was wrong or lied on both these points. Now, I know Amnesty International do some good work around the world, but when you've got people making stuff up or mixing stuff up, it is not a good look. So Amnesty International might want to have a bit of a chat to Anya Neidstat, who was responsible for making those claims on the ABC this week.